the first of the list is Mesachek Bekuf, a gambler. He's debating the Gemara. Why is it that a gambler is Pasaleidus Midrabanan? One view in the Gemara is because Asmachta Lokanya. Asmachta Lokanya means that, you know, a gambler always thinks that he's going to win. Right? But the truth is that because he always thinks he's going to win, he doesn't really take seriously the possibility that he will lose. So basically, his winning or losing is always an asmachta. It's not real. Therefore, when he takes money, or when you take money from him, it's always a kind of a gezel, because he doesn't really seriously commit, right, to paying, because he always thinks he's going to win. He always has that, you know, sense of, you know, what a good karma, whatever you want to call it. So that's called asmachta lokanya, is a form of gezel, but obviously it's not somebody. It's not what we call vayigzal asachanis miyana mitzri. It's not a classic gzela. It's a different kind of gzela. So it's a kind of gzela drabana. That's one possibility. The other view in the Gemara is the Gemara says eina osek bi shuvo shel olam. Right? He's not a productive member of society. We don't trust him. He's a person who lives by chance, by wits, whatever it is. The fact that he is willing to live this kind of a life, right, that implies a certain something about his character. Anyways, he's postulated. So the Gemara goes on, has numerous Sochrei Shvius, Mafricha Yonim. There's a whole list in the Mishnah, the third parak of Sanhedrin, of psulim, most of which are Malve Beribis. That's a question whether it's Doraisa Drabanan. The psulim is Ribis Drabanan. If it's Ribis Doraisa, it's an interesting question. Can you have only a Pasul Midrabanan with a Ribis Doraisa? That's not for now. The point is that there's a whole group of psula edus drabanan, and when the Gemara here says that enu nohege celebrui lohayid bilvad lafuke, according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, mesachek bekuvia, it doesn't only mean mesachek bekuvia. It means all of that list, all the psula edus drabanan, meaning people who min haTorah are ksherim lohayid, but midrabanan are psulim lohayid. According to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, they are excluded from korban shuas ha'eitz. What about Melech? Melech is also a little bit of an interesting case. The sugya in Sanhedrin, which I should also have brought here, but the sugya in Sanhedrin, you have it? Oh, great. Thanks. Right. Yeah, yeah. I'll bring you back in a second. The sugya in Sanhedrin discusses, you know, the status of Kohen Gadol and of Melech with regard to din and with regard to edus. So the Kohen Gadol don v'don in Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin, Kohen Gadol don v'don in oso, meid meid in oso. And when it comes to, the Kohen Gadol can be judged, he can be a judge, right? He can be an aid, people can be made alav. That's his status. Then when it comes to Melech, it says, HaMelech lo don v'lo don in oso, lo meid v'lo meid in oso. That a Melech cannot be judged, and you can't testify against him, and he can't testify. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. Then the Gemara, that's the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Yud Tes Amud Aleph says the following: Melech lo don v'chulei, Am Rav Yosef lo shanu el Malchei Yisrael. That's true only with regard to Malchei Yisrael, right? Of a Malchei Beis David. Malchei Beis David, when they split up and there were two kings, it was Malchei Yisrael, Malchei Beis David, this rule of lo don, lo donim, lo meid, lo meidin was said with regard to Malchei Yisrael, but not with regard to Malchei Beis David. Malchei Beis David, don v'donin oso. Notice it doesn't say anything in the Mishnah about meid meidin oso, but it says don v'donin oso. He can judge, and he can be judged. In other words, he can be a defendant in a case, and he can be a judge in a case. Dichsiv Beis David kolmar Hashem dino levaker mishpat. Then the Gemara says ilo daini lev, right inu heche daini. If he can't be a defendant, then he shouldn't be able to be a judge either, because the ksiv it says it's koshu v'koshu. Amar Shlokish kashet atzmacha acharkach kashet acher. You want to judge other people, you have to be somebody who is judgeable. Okay, fine. So then the Gemara says malchi yisrael maitam alo. Like, what's this? It seems more than peculiar to say that Malchi Yisrael lo donim oso, but Malchi Beis David don v'danim. What's the difference? The Gemara says that this is not a fundamental difference. This is a difference that came about as a result of a certain story, which we've already talked about, actually. The story is Mishum Baisa Shahaya, right? Da Abde Diyane Malka Kotel Nafsha, the Eved of Yanai HaMelech, right, he was the king, he was Malchi Yisrael, and his Eved killed someone. So that's an interesting Lamdisha question, which we're not going to get into right now, that's a debate, but just like, you know, there's a din of Shar Niskal, right, if a person owns an animal, and the animal commits a capital crime, so you treat that in part, at least the owner of the animal has to come to court for this trial. And this trial is one which requires a Bezin Shel Chav Gimel, actually. So too, if an Eved of an Odon kills someone, right, so that's a capital case, and the Odon is obligated to show up in court as if he is the Nidon. That doesn't mean he's going to get the death penalty, it's not. But it's his Eved, right, and therefore it's his responsibility to come to court. So the story was that that the Eved of Yanai HaMelech killed someone, and then Amar Lahu Shimon ben Shetach lechachamim tnu einechem bo ulidonenu. Like Shimon Shetach was a kind of a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Yikov Adin Sahar. He said, I don't care if he's the Melech, you know, issue him the subpoena and drag him into court. And let's deal with this case. So Shochulei, Avdech Katal Nafsha, right? So they sent him a subpoena that he should come to court because his Eved did this, right? Shadrei Lehu, right? Shochulei Ta'ant Nami Lahacha, Lehu Ad Bebala Amar Torah Yavo Bala Shor V'Yamad Al Shor. They say, you know, they said to him, you have to come because you're the Baldin here. Also the Yosef, Amale Shim ben Shetach, he came and he sat down, so Shim ben Shetach said to him, Yanai HaMelech Amod Al Raglecha. He said to him, you know, stand up, Yanai, you're the defendant. Right, we mentioned this last week because we're talking about whether or not Kvod HaTorah, right, doesn't allow, you know, the Dayanim to be Moshev a Talmud Chacham. What about a Talmud Chacham? What about a Kohen Gadol? So all the Rishonim ask, well, how come they didn't do it? It would have saved a lot of, you know, tragedy if they had exercised this heter for Yanai HaMelech, who was a Melech. Not only that, but this is the question of Tosas and Sanhedrin, Tosas and Shavuos, Tosas and other places. Whose kavod is greater, the kavod of a Melech or the kavod of a Talmud Chacham? Whose kavod is greater? Right, som tosim alecha melech shetei masa alecha. Whose covet is greater? Interesting question, right? So the Rishonim, I'll just show you our Tosis in front of you in a minute, ask the question in the following way. They say, listen, Talmud Chacham we paskin shemacha kavodo kavodo machol. Right, if he wants to be mevater, if he wants to, waive his rights in terms of kavod, he can do so. But a melech, also Kohen Gadol, cannot be mochel their kavod. So it would appear that in the hierarchy of kavod, whose kavod is greater, more intense, right? In the hierarchy, it seems like Kohen Gadol and melech. So if a Talmud Chacham, right, we tell him, sit down, it's okay, then kavachomer Kohen Gadol and kavachomer melech, right? We'll see in a moment. The Bali Tosis give two answers to this question. One of the answers that they give, let's look here for a second in in the Tosas, we read this already, but just Tosan Lamanum and Deis, and about him, I say the Kabbalah Torah Adif, right? This is where the Gemara says that you can be Moshiv a Talmud Chacham who's an aid. In Tomar, Kolshkein Kvod Melech. Right? It should even be more so with regard to Kvod Melech. Shahre Eino Yachal Limchal Al Kvodo. Like, which Kvod is greater? Obviously Melech, because he can't be Mochel. So if you can sit a Talmud Chacham down, you can sit down a Melech. So Amai Ukmei Shim Ben Shetach Li'anei HaMelech Per Kav Gimel B'Sanhedrin. Per Kohen Gadol, rather, B'Sanhedrin. The Gemara that I just read to you. How come Shimon Shetach caused such tragedy by insisting, you know, that Yanei HaMelech stand up? You should have told him to sit down. Says Tosis, Yishomar Shaini Dina Nefashos De Chamiri. Two answers in Tosis, in Shuas. One is, there's a difference between Dina Maminus and Dina Nefashos. And Dina Nefashos, he has to, the Edom have to stand, right, even a Talmud Chacham, and even a Melech. If we were talking about Dine Maminus, that would be a different story. Then the Kol Shekein, the hierarchy, would apply. That's interesting, because one could have thought that the question of standing or sitting as an aid is a generic question in Eidos. It should be irrelevant as to what the Din Torah is. But there are certain Dinim that are objective, right, to Dine Eidos, or to the status of being an aid, irrespective of what the framework of that Eidos is. So it's a chiddush, it's a double chiddush in Tosis, or two assumptions Tosis is making. Number one, being an aid in Mamanus and an aid in Nefashos are different. Number two, that they're different in this particular respect. They might be different in other things, so it doesn't necessarily mean that they're different in this matter. That's the first answer of Tosis. But what Tosis does retain in that, he has a chiddush of Dine Nefashos, but what he does retain is that in the hierarchy of Kavod, right, that Melech is superior to Talmud Chacham, and that it's proper to gauge on the basis of Mechila, the possibility of Mechila. Look at the second answer of Tosis. Second answer of Tosis says, Inami, b'makom she'ein Chacham mochel al Kvodo, chamir Kvoda Torah, mikvoda Melech. A very beautiful idea that Tosis also repeats in Sanhedrin and also other places and other Rishonim say, and that is, it's not true that the kavod of a melech is superior to the kavod of a Talmud Chacham. It's not true. Really, the kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater. And the fact of being able to be mochel is not a reflection of the intensity of the kavod. It reflects something different, and that is whether or not the kavod is connected to a personal status, and it's personal, or it's institutional. In other words, what Tosis is saying is that a melech, maybe also a kohen gadol, cannot be mochel their kavod, not because it's more intense, but because it's not theirs to be mochel. Right, it's their status, it's the institutional status of Malchus and Kohuna Gedola that the individual Kohen Gadol or Melech has no right to, to relinquish. But a Talmud Chacham, right, his kavod is a result of his own Kinyanat Torah. It's Torah delay he. And therefore, if he wants to be Mochel, he can. But where he's not Mochel, right, the Kavod due to the Talmud Chacham is actually superior to that of a Kohen Gadol and a Melech. Very fascinating idea. I'll just tell you one other thing before I take the questions. The Ritva here and the Chidush Aran in Sanhedrin have another wrinkle in all of this. What they say is, the problem of Melech is Som Tasim Alecha Melech Shtehei Mascha Alecha. Meaning, when it comes to Bnei Adam, the gap between the kavod owed to a Melech and other human beings is greater. However, it's dafka critical that a Melech right, show or express Kavanah Torah, to show that his kavod isn't a rival to, but is only as a result of the, of the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, what you find is that sometimes when it's talking about Bnei Adam exclusively, then the matter is one where there's a hierarchy, and it's Melech, Kohen Gadol, Talmud Chacham. But where we're talking about Kvod Shamayim, if you will, and the assumption is that standing in the presence of Dayanim, who are Dayanim Smuchim Elokim, right, who represent, you know, the presence of the Shekhinah, so when it comes to that, actually, we're more acutely sensitive that, you know, Malchus take a back seat than we are Talmud Chacham, because Talmud Chacham is also Kedushas HaShekhinah. Yeah?
I just want to say that the Tosfos may be the suggestion, when it says Tardilehu, so raw, so yeah.
That's exactly it. And some of the Bali Tosfos quoted.
It's his, so he can do what he wants.
Yeah, but Torah so, yeah, again, means he has a kinyan on his own Torah.
And on the first part of it, Dinin Fashos and Dinin Mamonos, you could say, because Dinin Fashos is, if he's found guilty, you know, he can ein shilto b'yom ha-miso. So when it comes to...
Right, we're talking about the Edim here, we're not talking about...
We're talking about the Melech Mignei.
Or the Bali Dinim. But he's not the real Baldin.
I know, but...
Because it's really the Eved or the...
It's a Misa de Gazan.
Okay, you know. All right. That's a little more of a good to drasha, but... the other one is hardcore...
Okay.
The first comment is hardcore, authentic, you know, halachic, you know... What?
A feeble attempt.
Yeah, exactly. No, a feeble, but, you know, it just shows your range, right? So, anyways, how do we get to this? So this is a very interesting issue, but what is this Maisa Shai? So you can tell what's going on here. Shimbad Shetach was demanding, you know, a full legal treatment of the Melech as a defendant in this case. And you understand what was going on here. So the Shimon Shetach said to Yanei HaMelech, HaMaud HaRaglech HaVe'idu B'cha V'lo LeFaneinu Ata Omeid Efnei Misha Amar V'yah HaOlam. Right? He said to me, he was giving a very good explanation, a good rational explanation to Yanei HaMelech. He said, listen, don't, your Malchus means nothing here because you're standing in the presence of the which works nicely with the idea of the Ritva and the Ran and Sanhedrin. But the point is, that's what Shimon Shetach was saying. Right? So, Ata omeid shenemar va'amdu shnei anashim asher lahem arim. Amar lo, so Yanei HaMelech turned to Shimon ben Shetach and he said, lo kashetomar ata ele kamosha yom ruchave recha. He said, like, you know, why do we have to listen to you? Let's see what your colleagues have to say about this. Right? So, nifne limino kovshu pneim bakarka. Nifne lismolo kovshu pneim bakarka. Wherever, you know, he turned, people were looking down to the ground. Right, human nature hasn't changed so much. Amalehem Shimon Shetach, right, Balei Machshavos Atem, Yavo Bal Machshavos VeYifram Mikem, Miad Bo Gavriel VeChavtam BeKarka UMesu, and they all died. BaOsa Shamru Melech Lodon VeLodon InOso LoMeid VeLoMeid InOso. That's quite a story, right? Okay, so that's the background. Now you notice when it says the whole about Malchei Yisrael, so Don v'lo Donim, lo meid v'lo meidin, and the contrast was with Malchei Beis David, where they said lo Don v'lo Don, where they said Don v'Donim, but they didn't say anything about meid v'meidin, right? So it's interesting to note that in our Gemara on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, right? The Gemara says la fuke melech, right? So what is that? How does that fit in with a melech is chayiv lahoyed or not? He's made or he's not made. The Targum Gemara seems to say unequivocally that everybody agrees that, unlike Masachik Bekuvia, where this seems to be a debate, right? Everybody seems to say that a melech is patur mikarban shua sa'edus. Why should that be true? Right? Are we talking about Malchei Yisrael? Because they're lo don v'lo donim lo meid v'lo meidin. For our purposes, we only care about lo meid v'lo meidin. Or is it even Malchei Beis David? Well, we don't know what the status is in terms of meid and meidin. Right? We'll see, it's a debate. The Chinuch, the Rambam, Diyukim in the Rambam, and Hilchos Malachim. We'll get to it hopefully in a couple of minutes, but you get the general idea. The real distinction between Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Beis David in the Gemara is certainly focused on Don V'Danin, right? As for the Maid of Eden, it might be, but it's hard to know. It's a little bit hard to know. So we'll follow through on that. So I want to talk about each of these. You get your Gemara back. I'll meet you halfway. So that's the background for Melech. Now let's talk about Mesachik B'Kuvya first, and then we'll go back to... There's a lot to say about each, and we don't have so much time, and I want to make more headway, so let's talk a little bit about each. So the first issue is the issue of Mesachik B'Kuvya. Mesachik B'Kuvya is very fascinating, because there's something to discuss on both sides of the ledger. There seems to be a debate between Rav Papa and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Again, Rav Papa is one who said Lafuke. Rav Papa said Lafuke Melech. It sounds like Mesachik B'Kuvya, according to him, right? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Lafuke Mesachik B'Kuvya. And then the Gemara says, Mandar Mesachim B'Kuvya Kol Shkein Melech, Mandar Mer Melech, Aval Mesachim B'Kuvya B'Daraisim B'Chzechazi V'Rabbanan Hu D'Paslut. So, I want to talk about both perspectives first on the matter of Mesachim B'Kuvya. Yeah. So what is the... on the one hand, you can understand the view that Mesachim B'Kuvya would be obligated in Korban Shavuot Seidus. After all, Gemara says it itself, right? Because midaraisa mechsichazi, it's only midarbanan that paslu. Now the din of korban shvuas eidos is a din daraisa or din darbanan? Din daraisa is a pasuk in Chumash, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, right? Im lo yagid v'nasa avono, as we again v'shama kolala, we know this. So why should the fact that Mesachik B'Kuvya, you know, was disqualified midrabanan, why should that affect his status in a din daraisa? I mean, it seems like a very reasonable argument. Midaraisa mixichazi midrabanan hu depaslu. Oh, that's the question. So Tosis already is bothered by this. Tosa says, "Rabbanan hu depaslu, v'afagav damer lekaman hakol modim be'ed misa dechayev bishum derabbanan achshirua v'azlinam basa derabbanan." What is Tosa asking? Tosa says, "It seems like the Gemara here is saying that." Midoraisa michsichazi, right? Umidrabanan hu depaslu. So the Gemara is saying something seemingly very reasonable. That as we go by in Korban Shavuos Eidos, which is din doraisa, we go by the doraisa. But we see later on in the Gemara that it isn't so simple, because the Gemara says akol modim be'ed misa, the chayiv, right? Mishum derabanan achsherua. There, the Gemara says, depends on how you read it, but the Bali Tosis for the opinion that Eid Echad ben Misa Sabal, right, if an Eid Echad comes and he testifies that a man, you know, died, that we accept that Eidus, even though it's only Eid Echad, with regard to Aguna, right? And the Bali Tosis generally, throughout Shas, think that that's a Din Rabbanan. There are many Gemaras. There's contradictory Gemaras whether the din of Eid Echad b'Misa Sabal is a din daraisa or a din drabana. But certainly, the majority of Gemaras make it seem like it's a din drabanan. You know, Chomer shechmarta leha b'sofa. They say so. Some people say afkid drabana. The kiddusha minei. There are all sorts of that's Rashi in the Mishnah in Masachet Shabbos. But the Balitosis in the 10th parak of Yevamos, and Isha Rabbah, and elsewhere, seem to say that this is a din d'rabbanan. So later on, the Gemara says that if the person, if there's only an Eid Echad, right? But it's an eidachon b'misas habal. There's an eidachon who could testify that this woman's husband died, so she could collect the ksuba, or she could remarry. Right? We would accept that testimony. So the Gemara says, hakomodim, everybody agrees that if the person refuses to come forward and to testify, that he would be chayv a korban shvuas eidus. Even though, according to Bali Tosis Lishitasam are asking, even though we think that that's a din drabanan. So why does the Gemara here say, mixi chazi, midaraisa mixi chazi, we go by the daraisa, we don't care about the drabanan. There the Gemara says, and if it's effective midrabanan, then it'll be a korban shua minatorah. Why don't they say there that midaraisa lo mechsi chazi, and therefore there should be no korban shua? That's Tosus' question. Do we go by daraisa? Do we go by drabanan? So Tosus says something very fascinating. Basar travayu azlinan lechaivo. The hasam kiven de midrabanan moeles or do so. Hariyesh kan hefsid mamon, b'mesh eloheid, v'hach afagav de midrabanan, lo mahani edu so, midi, kivin de midaraisa, mahani mechayiv. Tosa says, you're looking at it too narrowly. You're looking at the sugyas and trying to figure out, does everything depend on the daraisa? Does everything depend on the drabanan? In fact, not so simple. Everything depends on either one of two mechayvim, either effectiveness or a formal shame a daraisa, either or. So when you have eidachon b'misas habal, the reason that he's chayv korban shvuas eidus, says Tosis, is because the maisa, his silence, robs her of her ksuva and of her freedom, for that matter. So therefore, his silence is detrimental, right, to her economic and other status, and therefore that triggers a korban shvuas eidus. But that doesn't mean that in a situation where minatora mechsichazi, even though lemaisa there is no impact, that we won't also say that minatora that's considered a suppression of eidus. Either shame aid or hefsid mamon will be a mechai. That's a pretty big kiddush of the Bali Tosis, to say either or. Okay, but this is what Tosis leaves us with. The Ritva, okay, we'll go for the Rajba first. The Rajba was very troubled by the idea that Mesachik Mekuvya might be Chayev, even though it's not effective Midrabanan. If you look here at the Rajba, this is on page, I don't think I have the same pagination, probably page 3 of your Makoros, Kiddusha Rajba, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Everybody have it? Yeah. Manda Marmela, Chaval Masachi, Bekuvia Mechzichazi. What are we, what's the number there?
Seven.
Okay. Manda Marmela, Chaval Masachi, Bekuvia Mechzichazi, Rabbanu Huda Paslua. So again, in light of Tosis' comment that either Mechayev, either the Shame Aid, or Hefsen Mamon, Lemaisa will trigger Karban Shvuas Eidos. So let's see how this plays out in the Rajba. Rajba says, Tamiyali, Mikomakom kimin de pasu rabbanon, Vafil yagid, lo yitchayev, Halo mamon, lo mayagid, Halo lo chivaso Torah, ele bimafsa tavea bimamon, bikvirasa. Right? So the Rajba says, I don't understand, what do you mean, mixi chazi, bidrabbanon hudav kua? Who cares why? All that we should care is that, in the end of the day, this person has no effect on the case. His suppression of testimony is technically and practically inconsequential. Meaning what? If he had come and testified and said, I do know Eidus, we wouldn't listen to him anyway. right? So who cares what his abstract status would have been had we not made it in Drabanan, the Masachim B'Kuvis Pasal Eidos. In the aftermath of that Gzera, right, if the din of Korban Shvuas Eidos depends on Hefsed Mamon due to Kvishas Eidos, that is no longer binding Midaraisa anymore. Because Midaraisa, there's no effect here because of the din Drabanan. What might have been, or what is on some abstract theoretical plane, is irrelevant. That's what the Rajba is asking. Obviously, Tosfos doesn't think that. So what's going on here? Let me just, before I tell you, is this very important answer, which is also an interesting phenomenon. Let's just analyze this a little bit further in light of things that we know. So throughout the year, we've been discussing, and will continue to discuss, the relationship between, right, two elements in Shvuas Eidos. One is the pragmatic part, what I keep calling the Choshen Mishpat part. Namely, the fact that the suppression of this testimony is costing somebody money, or is causing a loss, or is causing suffering and pain. That's the pragmatic side. We'll call it the Choshen Mishpat side. At the same time, we've noted that, and we've noted, let's just, before we get to the end, the same time, and we've noted that the Rambam speaks about some aspects of these dinim in Hilchos Eidos, right? Precisely because of this factor. It's a Choshen Mishpat issue in part. Indeed, right, this is the transition in Masachat Shavuos. This is the Choshen Mishpat part of Masachat Shavuos, if you will, starting with Shavuos Eidos. At the same time, right, this is dealt with in Masachat Shavuos. The Rambam's primary discussion of these dinim is in Hilchos Shavuos, right? In the case of Shavuos Eidos Perek Tes. So, it appears in the Parsha and Vayikra, right? So maybe the Choshen Mishpat part, right, is not the entire story. Maybe the hafla of sheker, lying under oath, whatever that means, b'shem Hashem, b'li shem Hashem, just with the kinyu Yeshua, whatever constitutes a shvua sheker, the shvua sheker may be the mechayev. Maybe shvua sheker of a certain type, shvua sheker in the realm of suppression of testimony, just like shvua sabikadon is shvua sheker in the realm of, right, stealing someone's money, just like Shavuos Shav is Shavuos Sheker in the realm of, you know, gratuitous or absurd claims and the trivialization of Shem Hashem. But primarily we're dealing with a Mechayiv of Hafla, of Shavua. So it's interesting to remember here, in this slide we've seen numerous things back and forth on this issue. We'll see more. But one of the most pronounced evidence that we've seen about this question comes from none other than the Rajba. Although not here in Shavuos, but in Bava Kamma. Let's just remind everybody what it was for 1 minute. Right? When we started the year, right, we started discussing the Chiyuv to come forward and give testimony, the Chiyuv Agada, when you know Eidos, to come forward and to share that testimony. And we noted that both the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Bava Kamma seem to connect the Chiyuv Agadas Eidos with the Parsha of Korban Shavuos Eidos. They quote the Pasuk of, right, V'hu Eid O'ra Yada Im Lo Yagid Nasav Ono Nefesh Ki Sechet Nefesh Ki Shama Kol Allah, right? V'hu Eid O'ra Yada, right? Im Lo Yagid V'nasav Ono. They quote that pasuk, the pasuk of Shavuos Eidos, as a proof text that you are obligated to give testimony. Right? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, if you're going to threaten the Eidim and tell them about the dire consequences of lying, so at some point they're going to look at you and say, I'm out of here, right? You know, Ma Lanu L'Tzarazos, what do I need this for? What do I need sleepless nights for? What do I have to do this for? I'll just stay home. And the answer you're going to give them is, You're going to quote to them the parsha of Korban Shavuot and say, just to show them, no, they're halachically obligated to come to court. So they've shown them, I'll ask, remember? What kind of proof is that? The case of the parsha is a case where you lie under oath, right? So when you lie under oath, you're being Korban Shavuot Seidus. How do we know that if you don't lie, right, b'shavua, that you're obligated to come to court? And they give different answers. The Shiltos, the Tosas, everybody gives different answers to this question, and they're important answers. No answer is more important than the Rashba, right? Who says that in Achanami, the Pasuk is referring only to Korban Shavuot Seidus, only to a case where you lie under oath. However, says the Rashba, remember that when it comes to Korban Shavuot Seidus, it applies even mipi acherim, which we spent some time discussing. Mipi acherim is a case where the nishba doesn't actually articulate the shvua. What happens is the toveya says to the edim, "I hereby impose upon you a shvua," and they use the language of shvua. Let's say Shem Hashem, according to the Rambam, right? They articulate the shvua. And they say that you don't know, or that you know, and you're not coming to testify. And the guy says, I don't know. The two of them say, we don't know. They just say those words, we don't know. Says the Rashba, that's not sufficient, all things being equal, to be a Shavuot Sheker. It's only a Shavuot Sheker because, obviously, implicitly, they're obligated to come to court and to testify. And since they refuse to, therefore imposing a language of Shavuah upon them is a possibility. In other words, implicit in Korban Shavuah Seidus is the Chiyuv HaGadah Seidus because of the responsibility that they have to come and to testify. So is it a coincidence that the same Rashba who came up with that, namely the idea that Korban Shavuah Seidus Mipi Acherim, right, is built on the Choshen Mishpat part of it, is it shocking that the Rashba would say, how can there be a view that says that Mesachik Bekuvia is Chayiv in Korban Shavuos Eidus because of Midoraisa Mechsichazi, right, Umidrabanan, right, Hu DePaslu? Who cares? In the end of the day, there's no Choshen Mishpat damage. The answer will be, like what will Tosa say when Tosa is trying to explain that Shita? Tosa says, no, there's a Midoraisa Mechsichazi. Either impact, or a shame d'oraisa is enough. Tosis will probably say to you, because considered shvuah sheker with a shame aid, and therefore even though there's no actual hefsed mamon, there's still sheker b'tchum shaleidus. But for the Rashba, certainly in Mipi Acherim, that's never enough. Without the choshen mishpat, there's nothing. And therefore the Rashba here says, I don't understand the day in the Gemara. We may not paskin this way, because we paskin that Mesachik Bekuvia is also Patur B'Korban Shavuos Eidus. But in the end of the day, I don't even understand that day in the Gemara. Where does it come from? So that's what motivated the Rashba. Look at this. U'mitoch hadchak yesh li lomar de Mesachik Bekuvia p'sulun drabanan afa b'shein motzin mamon be'edusan mahane edusan di tafas afil be'edim lomaf gina mine. This is just a great example of the confidence and the process. The Rashba came up with a chiddush lahalacha based on this question, based on this understanding of this Gemara, that it seems like he didn't reject Lemaskana either. Because he could not abide the possibility that anybody would believe that there could be Korban Shavuos Eidus if there wasn't some sort of Hefsed Mamon, the Rashba concluded, even though there's no Gemara anywhere that says this, this is a Gemara, this implicit analysis, that's an amazing thing. The Rashba came to the conclusion that Psulei Eidus Derabanan are actually effective with regard to Tfisa. Meaning if two Edim or Psulim Drabana were to come to court and testify, and then the person who they testify for were to grab Tfisa, the money, we wouldn't take it away from them. from him. In other words, psulei d'rabbanan are not completely ineffective. That's an enormous chiddush. The Shev Shmaitza, later on in his work, the Ksos, other achronim, they ask numerous questions. According to the Rajba, all sorts of gemaras become problematic. But this is an amazing phenomenon. Because because of his deep understanding, conviction, his global understanding of Korban Shavuos Eidos, the Rajba came to a Choshen Mishpat conclusion, right, of immense significance. Halacha l'maisa. His Talmidim, Talmidei HaRajba, took it even further. They said, never mind, it's not only im tapas lo mafkinan. Maybe, when we say that Edom are pasul midrabanan, we mean lahotzi. But not lahachzik. That's another step. But it's based on this Rajba. Meaning, if there's a din Torah, so there's a tovei and there's a nitzvah. Right? So, if you have Edim who are pasul midrabana, normally we think that we just don't let them in court. Right? And even if they do come to court and testify, right, we completely dismiss the content of their testimony. According to the Rajba, not true. They're effective legabe im tafas lo mafkina, and according to Talmidei HaRajba, they're effective lahaksik, just not lahotzi. Very remarkable view. The Chaschinuch talks about it. It's a very well-known view. There is a huge debate among the Achronim. The Rajba only said this to explain this Mandamar who we don't paskin like? Or because he was so disturbed, right, to explain the integrity of that Shita, his conclusion stands, even though we don't paskin this way. I mean, the idea that Psuleides Rabbanan are effective Legabe Tvisa, or more, that we accept. Let me just continue. So the Mesach B'Kuvi, Psul Rabbanan, Al Pishem, Atzim, Mimenu Be'edus, Mahani Edusan, Ditapas, Afilimim, Lamafkina, Mahi Shaminan Laha. That's what he says. That's what the words mean. He says, the makar for this Mechudash Din that no one else thinks is true is this analysis. Wow. Okay. Vinami, Afshar Drab Papa Ravachi, Pligib, Plut,
to justify in court.
I'm sorry?
How do we allow them to testify in court?
Yeah, good question. Is he saying only if they do? Or is he saying that we always allow them?
No.
Very unclear. Then he has another answer. Inani efshed rapapa ravacha pligi bepluktid rablazer brabshim and rabbana, which we'll get to soon. Bedavar hagoreim lemamo, nikamama dami lo. Hello. Rapapa saber kamama dami, hukach ilu hei in zeh, shema ha'acha yisbayesh, she'eni yacha lahoy yispana mifnei zeh, the kima de raisa kasher vuhu gorim lemamo n'chayev, she'en kim bekrov mupsulim de raisa, ein chayavim bekach, she'enim chayavim lahoy mido raisa. Ravacha bar Yaakov savar, the law of kamama dami, the kima de pasul rabbanan rei kapsulim mido raisa, v'lo minin dilma mistafi umoda, kein dearly. So later on we'll see, we'll discuss this. There's a debate in the Gemara later on if there's an Eid Echad who comes to court, typically, not in this about. Eid Echad normally is Mechayiv Shvua. Let's say Eid Echad would come to court, he would be Mechayiv Shvua, but there's a 50%, 40%, 60%, I don't know the numbers. I'm sure there is no official number. Chance that the fellow, you know, he's queasy about taking a shvua. So he might admit it. Two edim are required to be motzi mamon, to win a case. Right? Eid Echad can only be mechayev a shvua. But maybe, in X amount of cases, right, he won't want to start up with the Eid Echad either. So maybe he'll admit it. Is that enough for korban shvuas eidos? So the Gemara calls that a debate about davar hagorim lemamon kemamon. It's not mechayiv mamon, but it might be gorim lemamon because he might admit. Right? Now that's not the typical, I'll just mention that now, and we'll get to it in a few weeks when we get to it. That's not the typical meaning of davar hagorim lemamon, by the way, K'mamon in Shas. The phrase Dover Amogorin L'mamon K'mamon is a well-known phrase in Shas associated particularly with the Shita of Rab Shimon in numerous Mishnayos. Kodshim Shechayev B'achar Yusan. If a person is responsible for something, do we say that since he has to pay for it if something goes wrong, therefore he has a certain, you know, kind of ownership, you know, and we treat it as such? Dover HaGorim L'mamon. If he has a connection that will cause, you know, him to be monetarily responsible, let's say Kodshim Shechayev B'achar Yusan. A person is Mafresh a Karban, he commits to bring the karban, then he takes a karban. Now, if something happens to the animal before he's makrevit, he has to bring another karban. Right? It's not all over just when he's mafreshin. So does he remain the owner because he's the one who'd have to replace it? Or let's say a person is a shomer on something that is chametz. Right? So if he had it before Pesach, and then he keeps it, and he has a chrayus over it, so is he the one who's obligated for Balyura, Bayimatze, because if something happens to this chametz, he's the one who's going to have to pay back. That's what the Gemara usually calls Davar Gar L'mamun Kimam. In this Gemara, they're using it in a different way, but we'll get back to that later. Here they're using it as something slightly different. So if an Einachon comes to court, the queasiness of the other party may lead you to an easy victory. Not because of the aid per se, but because of what he, you know, sets in motion. Similarly, if you have psul aid is drabanan, but their only aid is psul drabanan, midaraisa mechzichazi. So maybe the baldabar will look at them and will say, you know, they're mixed, they're aidim daraisa. You know, how can I continue to lie in their presence, even knowing that they don't have the ability to win the case. That's the other possibility of the Rajba. In any case, the Rajba is somebody who here, at least, is fully subscribed to the notion that Karban Shavuos Eidos depends on some sort of actual Choshen Mishpat Hefsed, and that's why he's come to one of two conclusions. Either that Psul Eidos Drabanan, very big Chiddush, because of this, do have effect, monetary effect, or, even if they don't, because of this expanded idea of Davar Gorim, L'mamon, k'mamon. The Netziv in the Merome Sada was also troubled by the Rajba's problem or issue or question. Namely, how can there be a view in the Gemara that says, Michsi Chazi, right, Umid Rabbanon, to the Pasul, who really cares? In the end of the day, if there's no Hefsed Mamon, there's no Hefsed Mamon. And he doesn't adopt the Rajba's solution, which is very controversial, neither of his solutions. So he says something very remarkable also. Look at the next piece. He was impressed with the Rajba's question. In the end of the day, why do we care? Why? What we should care is that there is no Hefsed Mamon, and therefore suppressing testimony is not damaging to the other party. In fact, he'd bring a proof from the Gemara later on that when midrabanan there is no choshen mishpat consequence, even if theoretically in midaraisa there would have been, who cares? This is very practical. We'll see in a moment the Ritva also sees it this way. So if that's the case, why is there a view in the Gemara, a very prominent view, that says midaraisa mechzichazi midrabanan udafku, that you are chayiv korban shavuos eidos, right? V'lo od ele masechet yuma reish perik yom kippurim daf ayin dalid kom rasha sarvacha bar yaakov hayla bar hagadahu typically deinim afsid mamo. The Gemara there, I'll talk about that in a second, says that according to Bachar bar Yaakov, how can masechik bekuvia Bichayev Korban Shavuos Eidos, he's not a Bar Haggadah. What do you mean he's not a Bar Haggadah? Says the Netziv. Say even stronger. Eino Mafsido Mamon. Right? Kahod Alalon, the Aflamid Beis. Amar Abaye, Amar Krom, La Yagav, No Savon, La Marti, El Makom, Shilu Magid Zem, Mischayev Zem Mamon. Right? The Gemara says later on that if the Edim can no longer testify because of Kibin Shehigid, Shuvin, Echozer, Magid, they've already said something in the case, then in the future, any other thing that they say is not subject to Korban Shavuos Eidus. Because it wouldn't matter anyway, because even if they said the truth at this point, there would be no effect on the Choshen Mishpat part of the case. Choshen Mishpat impact, says the Netziv, like the Rashba, seems to be a sine qua non, a prerequisite for Chiyuv Korban Shavuos Eidus. So how do you explain this day in the Gemara about Masachim Mekomim? Says the Netziv, who's always a very big Chadish, Vayinir Lomar, the Mafsido Mamon. Yeah. The case is a case where there is Hefsid Mamon. Like the Rashba, but not like the Rashba. Davadai Gazla Min HaTorah, She'omer Eza Eidos, the Achakach, Shav, Vashoy Lahagid Lehefech, right? Let's say you have a Goslin, right? And he says Eidos, anybody's a Goslin. And then he does Tshuva. So we don't say Kiv Chehigid Tshuva Nechozer Magid, right? He could say the opposite, because he was Pasol. Vashai Chetzel Kiv Chehigid Tshuva Nechozer Magid. Abel Psud Rabbanon Kishashav. That's his first answer. What happens here is, there is hefsa, there's a choshen mishpat consequence to his suppressing his testimony. Why? Because by lying and saying he doesn't know, he eliminates the possibility, right, that he'll ever be an effective aid after tshuva, even if he does tshuva, because of the principle of kivin shigid tshuva nechozer magid. Kivin shigid tshuva nechozer magid is determined by midoraisa mechzichasi. So if you have a psul doraisa, then there's no kivin shuv. So what he says while he's pasul doesn't register. But if you have a psul drabanan, it's technically eidus, legabe, excluding him from any future recanting, and therefore it turns out that his suppression, right, is financially consequential in case he does tshuva. Of course, that's a big chiddush. This, in case he does tshuva, for somebody who hasn't yet done tshuva, you know, could just be viewed as, you know, a davar shelo bali olam, something that doesn't exist. That's in its first answer. Aval yishlitchos v'hu atovo gorim zahefse. His argument is not like, you know, it's ridiculous because right now he's an avarian and he hasn't done tshuva. He has a different point. He's saying, listen, who pushed him into this? It was the Toveya. So it's his own fault for asking him at this point. Okay, skip the next line. Then he comes up with a better answer, more dochak in the case, but more logical in the application. So what's he saying? There's a difference between psul eidus drabanan and psul eidus daraisa, in addition to the fact that one is drabanan and one is daraisa, and from the keel, even leaving the Rashba and the Talmud Rashba aside, the difference is that psul eidus drabanan do not kick in based on the maisa vera drabanan. They only begin when there's hachraza bebezdin. Now, the Bezdin has to make an announcement. They have to put it in the Algemainers, the Ted Neman. What's the newest? I don't know. Definitely not the Forward, right, of the Jewish Week. Whatever it is, they have to make an announcement, right? They have to have a public pronouncement. This guy, Ruvain, is a Masachik Bekuvia. Right, from now on, he's Pasul Eidus. until it's publicly, properly designated, even though he did the mice of B'saka B'kovya, he's not Pasolimus. That's not true about a Goslin. Right, a Goslin, second to the Maisa Veira, he's Pasolim, whether we know about it or not. But the Psul Drabanan, right, is contingent upon, right, the formal designation of Bezin. It says in Itziv, and it's, the case is Bedochak, but once you accept the Bedochak case, it's an interesting question. That he's assuming that when the Gemara says Lafuke or Natla, the debate about Pesachi B'kuvia is a debate about this case. The guy's in Pesachi B'kuvia, but it's pre-Akhraza. If it was post-Akhraza, then we'd say there's not even a Manda Amar anywhere that thinks that you're not, that you're going to be Chai of Korban Shavuos Eidos. After all, it depends on effectiveness, and there's no effectiveness. But if it's before Akhraza, then it's tricky. Because he's still kosher li'edos. So he can affect the case. On the other hand, right, the fact that there is going to be a hakraza, right, means that he doesn't really have a chi of agada. Right, because Bezin's, you know, really what should happen is that Bezin should have, you know, beat him to the punch and disqualified him from the edos. So A, the Netziv endorses the default Korban Shavuos Eidos position of the Rajba. B, he shifts the whole discussion in the Gemara, really, to a case where there is Kashrus. He could affect the case, but at this point already there's no Chi of Agada. And we'll see in a moment that's the key to Melech as well. This idea that we shouldn't, do we care, don't we care, mitzvah chazi daraisa, do we care about the theoretical status daraisa or the pragmatic ineffectiveness drabanan, right, is also taken up by the Ritva. The next piece, the Ritva says, this is the Ritva on the Mishnah, Odik tani deinu noheges al berurin lamarin, Pirshu gemar lasuye melech of pasul drabanan or psul drabanan. The Ritva is not trying to explain what we were just trying to explain with the Rajba, with the Netziv, and so on. Namely, why do we care about Mitzvah Chazid Daraisa? All we should care about is, you know, the fact that it's possible in the Rabbanon and there's no effect. He's coming to explain the opposite. How could we paskin that Mesachi B'Kuvia really, even though it's only Rabbanon, is excluded from this Din Daraisa? Why don't we say Mitzvah Chazid? Okay? That's where he's coming from. But look what he compares it to. Do Melamasha Omer B'Psachim What does it compare it to? Something that we're all, or many of us here, are very familiar with, because we have done these sugyas in the past, especially last year we did them. What is that? The Gemara says in Masachet Psachim, right on Daf Chaf Aleph, and earlier really on Daf Zayin, that a Mekadosh Bechite Kurnaisa B'Shah Shishis Eina Mekudesh Ein Choshen LeKidusha. Meaning, if you're Mekadosh an Isha with Psulei, with Isurei rather Hana Durabanan, Ein Choshen LeKidusha. What does that mean? There's a debate what the exact case is. It doesn't really matter at the moment for our purposes. Let's take one of the examples. Let's say before Chatzos, Erev Pesach, the hour before, from 11 to 12. Right? From 11 to 12, Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat chametz, you're not allowed to be nena mi-chametz. Midaraisa, that only begins at Achilek time, that's at Chatzos. So Chitei Kordanaisa, in other words, is only Isurei Hana Dirabanan at that point. Let's say he took that Isurei Hana Dirabanan, right? He couldn't find a Cracker Jack box. So he took Psulei Isurei Hana Dirabanan, and you're Kadesh with it at that time. Right? So the Gemara says, Ein Choshen LeKedushin, meaning it's nothing. It's a waste of time. It's not Kedushin at all. Question, of course, is why not? Minat Torah, it's not Osir Bahana. It's only Osir Bahana Midrabanan. Without the Gzeira, this would be perfectly proper money. He'd say he did it with the, in front of Shnayim Edim. He did everything else Kedasu Kedin. With Nasan Hu and Amar Hu, everything, right? All the good things, everything, you know, was perfect. Except that he used the Surya Nodrabana. Hey, that was a little sly. Right, but at the end of the day, why don't we say midaraisa michzi chazi, and you need a get? Right. So says the Ritva. The reason is because we don't really care that it's drabanan. What we care is that lamaisa, he didn't give her something that she can use in a functional way, and he's assuming that, as does Tosafot Parrots in that sugya, that kesef kiddushin depends not on some abstract formality, which some people think it does, but on lemaisa, on shir, shava pruta. We talked about a lot of different issues that are connected with that question last year when we studied some topics of kiddush, right? So basically, what that means is that when it comes to kiddush and daraisa, we're taking a pragmatic monetary rather than a formal, right, approach. So the Ritva says, Hu adin lagabe mesachik bekubya in korban shvuas ha'edus. Except that, what he neglects to mention here, is that if you look at the Ritva in Psachim, Adav Zayin Amud Aleph, or in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Vav, Kaddish Ba'arla. So the Ritva, both of those places, says the same thing, this idea that Mekaddish B'Yisura Nodrabanon ain't Choshen LeKiddushin Doraisa, because we care about the pragmatic, not about the theoretical. In those cases, the Ritva adds an extra line. He contrasts it with HaMekaddish Bifnei Psulei Edos Drabanon. Right? Let's say you're Mekadesh Anisha, and you're Edom or Mesachke Bekuvia. So the Ritva, those two other places, says, there you would need a get. Because Midaraisa Mechzichazi. Midrabanan Udipasu. When it comes to Edom, right, that depends on the theoretical status. When it comes to Shavapruta, that depends on the practical status. So how does that fit in with what he's saying here about Edim? Yeah, it's just because he's not talking about the kashrus of the Edim and being made in their presence. I'm sorry, and doing something in their presence. He's talking about Edim, right, who suppress, lie and suppress their testimony, and whether that triggers a korban shvuas edus. In other words, he is talking about edus here, but he's not talking about the status of an action that takes place in the presence of these Edim. He's talking about whether the Edim who fail, right, to perform their duty, their legal and halachic duty, right, trigger a result of Korban Shvuas Edus. So the Ritva is saying, in my opinion, Chiv Korban Shvuas Edus, which includes a Choshen Mishpat component, is more like Mekadesh B'Yisurei Hana D'Rabbanan than it is like Mekadesh Bifnei Shnei Edim D'Rabbanan. That's an amazing but very logical Ritva. It should be noted that even on this broader issue, though, right, that there are Cholkim on both sides of the Ritva's conclusion. That sounds complicated. Okay, what do I mean by that? There are Rishonim who think that when you're Mekadesh B'Yisurei Hana D'Rabbanan, that fundamentally you should have said choshen l'kiddushin. In other words, that even though we're talking about it giving a value, that sometimes we care about the abstract, what would have been the Doraisa status, not the result of the Din D'Rabbanan. For example, Rashi and Psakim. We've talked about it at the time, but Rashi and Psakim says that the reason, it's a Gemara, Mekadosh b'fnei, Akadosh b'chitei kordonaisa b'shashishis, ein choshen l'kiddushin. It's a Gemara. So there's no getting out of that. The question is, how do you explain the Gemara? So Rashi in that Gemara says, because a person is Mekadosh and Isha, right? It's a Adai T'Drabbanan Mekadosh. Basically, the principle of Afkin Rabbanan l'kiddushin minei. Rashi Psakim says the reason that we don't care, right, and we're not choshesh for the kiddushin, even though midat Torah it's perfectly fine, is because, you know, when he says to Harem B'dashli B'tabazu Kadas Moshe V'Yisrael, he's mekadosh adayt to the Rabbanan, right, and the Rabbanan here say this isn't going to work. But in principle, the fact that she can't go to the candy store and spend this Yisrael no Rabbanan, that isn't the point. That alone would not have concluded that ain't choshen l'kiddushin. That's one side. I'll explain why I'm telling you this in a moment. The other side is that there are some ga'onim, an interesting tshuvas harashbas, that say if you're mekadesh in the presence of edim who are psulim midrabanan, like Masachke Bekuvia, that also ain't choshen l'kiddushin. And those are people who say, in theory, we would be choshesh l'kiddushin, even in Isur Eno Drabanan. And people who would say that ain choshesh l'kiddushin, even in Psuleidus Drabanan, even if you're Mekadosh Bifnei Psuleidus Drabanan. And these are very important views when you now come back to our problem, which is, we're trying to understand both Rav Papa and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who seem to debate whether or not Mesachek Bekuvia would be chayav a korban shvuas eidus or not. Whether we should say midaraisa mechzichazi umidrabanan hundepaslua, or we should say that all we care about is that lemaisa, no harm has been done. So just as there are those who think, even in Kiddushei Kesef, that you always look at the daraisa, you always say midaraisa mechzichazi, even in Kiddushei Kesef, which is about giving her maybe a formal pruta, but one would have thought it'd be about a practical value. That's one extreme. And then there are those who say the theoretical daraisa status has been upended in some respect by the Din D'Rabbanan. The D'Rabbanan doesn't just tell you, perhaps, that we're not going to use or accept these edim, but midrabanan, we were mafkia their kashrus, and therefore ain choshen l'kiddusha. That's the other view, right? That's the view that says, well, in the end of the day, even if it wasn't a practical choshen mishpat requirement, maybe everything depends just on the shame aid and the fact that they're a sheker. But maybe even that is undermined by the Din D'Rabbanan of Psuleidus. So what we find, I don't want to go through the Lishonos, but if you look at the Lishonos of the Rishonim, and explaining all these things, we find a full range of Yeflik and the Mokhe Yosef, and Rashi Yuma. Rashi Yuma, in particular, is very fascinating. The Sugya Yuma is very fascinating. I think we have to stop. I guess we'll do Melech next time, in 2 weeks, when we continue. Let me just give me one more minute, just to bring to your attention, I should have put it on the Mar Makomos, the Gemara in Yuma, beginning of the last parak, I down in the very, very, very famous sugya of Chatzi Shir. The Gemara says as follows. Chatzi Shir of Yochanan Amar Osir Min HaTorah, Reish Lakish Amar Mutar Min HaTorah. And there's a debate whether Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah or not. We've discussed it many, many times. Okay. So the Gemara says, Henichalu Rabbi Yochanan, who says Chatz Yishir is also not Torah. El Reish Lakish Ma'ikal Meimar. So the Gemara says Mod Reish Lakish Sh'aser Midrabanan. Even though Reish Lakish says that Chatz Yishir is mutar not Torah, if you eat less than the shir, eat chazir or nosar, eat less than a kezayis, even though it's asur, it's not asur min haTorah, it is asur min rabbanan. So as a gemara, ihachi lo nechayv ala korban shua, the fascinating gemara. If that's true, namely, even Reish Lakish agrees that chatzis shir is asur min rabbanan, then you should apply the rule of nishba, right? Lekayim is a mitzvah, patur, even in that circumstance, meaning, just give me 1 minute, alama tnan shvua shela ochal, the guy takes a shvua, he says, I won't eat. Ba'ochal, nevelos and trefos, shkatsim, ramasim, chay. Rav Shimon poter. Ravina ba amai chayiv. If a person says shvua shela ochal, right, and he eats nevelos and trefos, why is he chayev? Mujrav yom mar sinayu. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yochanan, and Amri, the kol dvarma mutarim and dvarma asurim. Reish Lakish amar, yetamotze el b'mefarish. Chatzi shir, v'ali b'drabano. V'bistam, v'ali b'drabekiva, d'amar, adam osar atzmo b'kolshu. So basically, the Gemara here says something very remarkable. The Gemara says, if Chatzi Shir is Asar Midrabanan, according to Reish Lakish, then if you make a Shvua to comply with this Drabanan, that will be a superfluous Shvua and you won't be obligated for it. It'll be the same as if you made any Shvua L'kayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Meaning, what's important is that it's Asar. We don't care whether the Isur is Drabanan or d'oraisa. So then the Gemara says, "V'chi tema kibin the islei heter min haTorah kochayil korban shvua." Lest you say that no, that's ridiculous. It may be possible. It may be asur min rabbanon, but since it's not asur min haTorah, the shvua is still meaningful because min haTorah it's mutter, right? We'll use our phrase. Min haTorah it's mechsichazi. It's only min rabbanon that asru, and now we're saying min haTorah it's asur, right? Listen to this. V'hatnan, but didn't we learn in the beginning of Shavuos Ha'edos? Shavuos Ha'edos, Eina Noheges, Ela Beruyin Lahayid. V'avina Balamutemai. The Gemara says, what does that exclude? Our Gemara that we just read today. Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph. Rav Papa Amar Lamute Melech. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Lamute Sam Mesachik Bekuvya. V'amesachik Bekuvya Midoraisim Bechsei Chazi. V'rabbanan Hud Paslinu. V'lo Kachayla Shavua. If we paskin the Mesachik Bekuvya does not have a din of Korban Shavuos Ha'edos, aren't we obliterating the difference between Doraisas and Drabanans? And if we obliterate Doraisas and difference between Doraisas and Drabanans regarding Korban Shavuos Ha'edos, then shouldn't we obliterate it also with regard to Nishba L'Kayim as a mitzvah? In that split second in the Gemara, that if you freeze that line in the Gemara, right, clearly the Gemara thinks that the status of Mesachik Bekuvya in Korban Shavuos Ha'edos is not about the particulars of Korban Shavuos Ha'edos. It's a general question about the relationship between Drabanans and Doraisas, and whether Drabanans assume almost the status of Doraisas. And the fascinating thing is that Rashi here, when he wants to explain this line, because it's a strange line, says, see if I can find it, if not I'm going to give it up. Says he quotes a saucer. 1 second. Yeah. Here. These few really the shlokish the chatzi shir asur midrabanan hechi mukum lahad tana adatani chay ba'ochel chatzi shir hari af alav mujba mishum delav de la saucer. La saucer is the lab that the Gemara in Brachos quotes as being connected to Isuri Drabanan. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, right? When the Gemara says, how can you say Vitzivanu and Eros Chanukah? The Gemara says, L'sasur, right? This happens to be a, it's not for now, I have to leave, stop in 1 more minute, but a major, major debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says, whenever you violate Isuri Drabanan, you trigger little saucer. I think that's really what he holds. The Ramban understood it in a slightly different way. The Ramban understood that the Rambam was saying every drabanan is a daraisa because of lo sasar. And the Ramban says, no, it's just asmachta bialma. Drabanans are drabanans. You don't violate lo sasar, except in very, you know, unique circumstances, not in a regular din drabanan. But the Gemara here in the Havamina, certainly as Rashi read it, Rashi in Brachos, Tafites, Lishitaso, also read the Gemara there this way, like the Rambam, that there's a Doraisa connection to Lo Sasara and Drabanans, that basically, when the Gemara here thought, if you hold Chatzi Shirasim Drabanan, it's Nishma of the it's Mujma of the Omeid because of Lo Sasara. So then the Gemara says, hey, well, you're not going to say that? I mean, you're going to stand on the fact that it's Drabanan, not Doraisa? So what are you going to do with Korban Shua Seidus? At that point, the Gemara is basically saying that the reason that Mesachei Bekuvia, right, is going to be Patur, Mikorban Shua Seidus, not because of the Choshen Mishpat part is lacking, but because of the blur of lines between Drabanans and Daraisas. It's not considered Vuhu'ed. We don't care that it's only Drabanan that it's not Vuhu'ed. Psul'ed is a Psul'ed. Then the Gemara's answer, the Gemara says, the Amakra Imkein Lo Yagid, Bahai La Bar Agadu Klau. No, sorry, the Gemara says, Shiny Hasam, the Amakra Im Lo Yagid, Bahai La Bar Agadu Klau. Now, what does that mean? So the way that Etziv quoted it before, he understood that the Gemara meant it still doesn't depend on the Choshen Mishpat. But when it comes to Eidus, when they took away his Kashrus, Midrabanan, that now affects his status presently, Doraisa. He's not a Baragad anymore. We won't let him into court. The way the Rajba and others understood it was, what the Gemara was saying was, when it comes to Korban Shua Seidus, we don't care about his status. We care about his effectiveness. And Lamaisa, we don't accept his testimony. So what we have is a full range of, you have to read the different Rishonim here, how they interpret that line in the Gemara. I'm not going to go into it right now, the Miri and the Rach, and the Rishonim here and the Rishonim in Shavuos, a full range of views as to whether we emphasize shame aid, chiyuv agada, or hefsed mamon, and how do we look at the relationship between drabanans and daraisas, here in Korban Shavuos Eidos, in general, in Mujba V'Yomeid, and with the two examples of the Ritva, Mekadosh B'Yisrael and Adrabanan, and Mekadosh B'Fnei Eidim Psulim Amidrabanan. So next time, in 2 weeks, in Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll pick up with Melech, and then we'll move on to, we pretty much have done through Lamed Beis, so we'll probably pick up on Lamed Beis Amid Aleph after that.